each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our longtime sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that in the past year alone, Asbury sent individual students, groups, and athletic teams on hundreds of different mission trips to 40 different countries? If you or your student at home is interested in missions, cross-cultural travel, or study abroad programs while attending a nationally ranked, private, and affordable university, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome in to 1250 Sports Talk. It is our final edition of 1250 Sports Talk, so a bit of a swan song today. Greg Horn, unfortunately, not able to make it out to the studio, but instead we will have him call in the second segment, and we're going to hear all that he has to say about wrapping up this show, which was his baby for the last couple of years. Also going to let him tell you why he has had to miss so many shows these past couple of weeks, tell you what he's going to be up to in the next phase of his life in that second segment, so make sure you stick around and listen to that. Want to thank Asbury University for being our sponsor of the day today. A great Christian education offered to you in nearby Wilmore, Kentucky, a small town campus with still a big city within earshot of it. Go check them out if you want to either attend there yourself, you have a child who you might want to attend there. Find out more about them at asbury.edu. Obviously, you have myself, Action Jackson Reams, back here as your host yet again tomorrow, or today. Yesterday, you had my dad, Rick Reams, give you a sign-off farewell, and he didn't want me to mention it, but I had to. So you did very well, but you're back here again after your sign-off. Today, you just don't have to say goodbye to everyone. It'll be my day and Greg Horden's day to say goodbye instead.
Yeah, I'm just a filler today. So you know what I said yesterday? I meant it. I did not expect to be back today. Glad that I was able to help out when Greg couldn't make it here. But yeah, you know, for those of you, Jackson, that are young people like you, you won't understand this reference. But me being back on today was like the Dallas series when it was all a dream. It was all a dream that whole season. So that's what yesterday was. But nope, glad to be back.
I'll go ahead and cut you off with references for the rest of the show because that one went right over the top of my head, and I don't expect that if you're going to be using references like that, that I'll get any more of them. We can go straight into sports. There was an NFL draft that happened last night. Now, I didn't get to watch a single second of it between kickball and a couple of softball games. I was very busy last night, but I did get to obviously pay attention to what was happening. There were a couple of crazy moves that happened that I'll discuss later. But first of all, I want to break down a little bit the Cincinnati Bengals choice. They go with a wide receiver from Washington named John Ross. Now, he's a guy who is a little concerning because he has an injury list a mile long, including just now getting over a knee injury and a shoulder injury. But he also set the combine record for the quickest 40 in the entire history of the NFL combine. He's a guy that will be yet another weapon to line up across from A.J. Green, try to take off some of the double teams and the emphasis that teams put on stopping A.J. Green. A lot of different guys that Cincinnati could have gone right there at number 9. The draft did not fall out any way that anyone was expecting it to. lots of offensive picks in the first eight picks. And so when Cincinnati was being predicted to go with a defensive guy, I think when it came down to it, they decided they wanted to continue to try to remold the wide receiver core that they had let walk away with Mohamed Sanu and Marvin Jones, who are both out and about in the NFL now doing a lot of great things. And I was pleased with the pick. I was surprised, but I was happy with the pick. And I've heard that you've been doing your research, we'll say, and have some things that you want to ask me now.
I do, and I'm going to say right off the bat, since this is the last show, it doesn't matter that I don't know anything of what I'm talking about. All the credit goes out to my friend and co-pastor at Vineyard Community Church, Cameron Clark. So, Jackson, I'm going to ask you questions, get your answers, but I have a couple to go for. So, first of all, you have a guy that's off injured. You just said yourself, knee, shoulder, right now is injured. What is the thinking on your part of why you would go with him as opposed to going with a staunch defensive guy when you can get a wide receiver with your picks in the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth round?
Well, I think they did that last year. They brought in Tyler Boyd. They brought in a couple of other late round guys. They tried to fill in those guys with Brandon LaFell and hoped that that was going to be enough along with AJ Green. Once Green went down, though, with an injury, I mean, it was awful, honestly, from there on out. Now, their offensive line was terrible last year, too. So you could only get it to the guys if Andy Dalton wasn't getting sacked, which he was all of the time. But I think that they saw a need that maybe others didn't think was as desperate of a first-round need. But I think they saw the need. They saw the guy that they still wanted on the board. And I just honestly believe that they're still trying to cover their butts from when they let Mohamed Sanu and Marvin Jones walk away two seasons ago. One, Mohamed Sanu is now the second leading receiver for the team that should have won the Super Bowl last year, the Falcons. And then Marvin Jones went and was the leading receiver for the Detroit Lions last year. So two guys that they let walk away, it really hurt them. And with Tyler Eifert always injured, AJ Green occasionally injured, I think they just decided they needed to add one more explosive guy on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay, I know the Bengals picked ninth in the second round. So my question to you now is, what direction will they go in? Do they go offensive line? Do they go defense? What do you think?
Honestly, I think they probably go offense again, and I think they go another what do they call those? Another skill player. I think they go running back with this second pick. You have Giovanni Bernard, who's out with an ACL tear for most of the year, if not the entire season. I believe that Jeremy Hill's in a contract season. You have Rex Burkhead, who just walked away and went to the New England Patriots. And so I think tonight they look at who is left by the time that ninth pick comes to them. You have Dalvin Cook still on the board. You have Alvin Kamara from Tennessee still on the board. And then a guy that I want the Bengals to stay away with from with everything I have in my being, there's still Joe Mixon of Oklahoma on the board. Now, I say I want the Bengals to stay away from him. I still think he'll be a talented player, but the Bengals have enough character issues as it is. I also don't want to support a guy who went and punched a girl in the middle of a bar, regardless of what she said to him, regardless of how much money he ended up paying her. So tonight, I do think they go with a running back in that first pick at number nine in the second round. But there are a lot of teams in front of them that may still go running back, including both the Packers and the Seahawks, to start off the second round. So it may be slim pickings for the Bengals.
And I also understand that there's a possible trade in the offering with the Bengals and the Browns, possibly A.J. McCarron going to the Browns. You look like you didn't hear that one, but my draft expert told me that that might be in the taking. If that happens, would the Bengals be looking to get a player back, or would they be looking to get a second-round pick? Or what do you think, if that would happen, what would make you happy enough to get rid of A.J. McCarron?
With A.J. McCarron, I'm just not sure that the desire is there at this point. I do know that the Browns want a quarterback. They've been trying to go after Jimmy Garoppolo from New England. It sounds like New England has no interest of trading him. I don't think that the Browns have enough to give you back right now to let go of A.J. McCarron. They don't pick in the second round until the 20th overall pick. And so I'm just not sure that they have enough to give up A.J. McCarron, who's a guy that if you decide to move on from Andy Dalton after this season or in the next couple of seasons, A.J. McCarron could be a guy that could be a long-term answer for Cincinnati. I know that the Browns are very active with quarterbacks. It'll be interesting to see what they do. For me, for A.J. McCarron to be going, I would have wanted an early second-round pick, and I'm just not sure that anyone has that desire up top there. The Chicago Bears already went and traded three picks to move up one spot in the first round, to move from number three to number two to get that Mitchell Trubisky from North Carolina, which, by the way, I think was one of the most idiotic moves of the entire night. But it sounds like a lot of teams address their quarterback needs. The Chiefs traded up and got a quarterback from Texas Tech. The Texans got Deshaun Watson from Clemson. So I'm not sure there's a huge desire for A.J. McCarron at this point, especially in the later rounds of the draft.
So my final question will be, at what point will the Bengals start going defense? Does it take it into the third round, fourth round? Where do you think?
I think it probably starts in the third round. They start to get compensatory. I'm not sure. I think that's how you pronounce it, but in compensation for the guys who have walked away in past years, I believe those start in either the third or the fourth round, so they'll have multiple picks in a couple of rounds in a row, and I think that they'll go a lot of defense from about the third round on. They could go defense here tonight to start that second round, but I think, again, a lot depends on who goes in front of them, because Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara are two running backs I'm sure they would be very pleased to be able to draft. It's just a question of whether or not they're still going to be there or not when it comes down to it. And that worked out perfectly. That took almost our entire first segment. So bravo to you. When we get back, we're going to have...
I'm not here, though.
Yeah, exactly. When we get back, we are going to have our fearless leader on the line. Greg Horn will call in from his new job. And we're going to let him, you know, talk about the years that he's put in here with 1250 Sports Talk, where he's going to be moving on to the future. And I'm sure he'll talk a little sports as well. So make sure you return with us. Action Jackson Reams, my dad Rick Reams. For three more segments before Sports Talk is over, this was our final first segment of the year, or of the show. We will be right back after this commercial break on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Roe J. Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall Movie Theaters. Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah. Must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into 1250 Sports Talk, our second segment of the day. Action Jackson Reams here with my dad, Rick Reams, for this final show for 1250 Sports Talk. I want to thank Asbury University for being our final sponsor. They offer scholarships in 21 intercollegiate sports and offer a great education over there as well. A beautiful campus in nearby Wilmore, Kentucky. So check them out online at asbury.edu for more information. Right now on the phone, we are joined by our fearless leader and the co-founder of 1250 Sports Talk, Greg Horn, calling us from his new job and able to announce now where you have been and why you've had to miss a couple of shows.
Well, first, actually, I want to thank you and your dad, Dr. Rick Reams, just for doing a phenomenal job the past couple weeks. I always have been taught to, you know, you start something, you finish it, and due to circumstances of a great opportunity falling into my lap about a month ago, not been able to completely fulfill that obligation, was able to be there on Monday of this week. Really appreciate you and your dad. It's been great to hear you guys, and hopefully there'll be some great memories for you all down the road. But I got an opportunity to become the general manager and also part owner of Culver's restaurant, home of the Butter Burger and delicious frozen custard over on Meyer Way, in front of the Big Meyer behind Fayette Mall across from LCA, and started that on April 11th and full-time, and it's just been a great opportunity, but it does require a lot of work, a lot of hours, especially as I'm learning, you know, just the different aspects of the food industry. I used to be a former grocery store owner, but you know from being an assistant manager at Cane's Restaurant back when you were in college that it's a different deal, right?
Oh, yeah. The fast food is a completely different beast. You've got – obviously, you've got the rush and everyone wanting everything as they're coming and as quickly as possible. It always needs to be correct, of course. Customers always correct. Then you have a lot of fast food restaurants have younger people working there, so drama that may arise from those within the work or within the workplace. And so, yeah, there's all kinds of things going on at a fast food restaurant. So I think it's good that you've been able to take the time to kind of assimilate yourself to it because hopefully this will be a long-term thing for you.
Well, that's what I had to look at, Jackson. That's one of the main reasons that we're stopping Sports Talk is that this is something that I needed to, because it was an investment in my future. And as you know, we don't make a lot of money in sports radio. We have a lot of fun, but I'm a little bit older than you and needed to look at my long-term financial future, and this was just a great opportunity. But, man, just great to have almost 3 years of doing Sports Talk. So thankful for Tim Smith and Anthony Combs that helped me get this off the ground back in June of 2015. And so it's 2014, I guess, actually now time flies. But and then my brother Darren, who was willing to help do the show one day a week, sometimes a little bit more when he could, just because, you know, gave the show a little bit of credibility with his background in college basketball coaching. And, you know, man, we were really fortunate that first year. Darren got us people such as Jay Billis calling us from Bahamas with the UK basketball team when they did that exhibition tour down there. And then when it was announced that Kentucky was going to be the first college school ever to host an NBA combine with all the NBA teams, and Adrian Wojnarowski, I hope I'm saying his last name right, broke that news all the way from Spain with the Olympic team. Darren has a great relationship with Wojo, and he winded up calling us from Spain the day that that broke. And so we've been really fortunate to have some great guests, ESPN personalities such as Kaylee Hartung, Shannon Spake, and, of course, also, you know, C.L. Brown. And, you know, of course, yesterday, bad news that ESPN laying off at least 100 on-air personalities, and saw somewhere that maybe behind the scenes technical support and things of possibly 300. So just, you know, kind of a sad day in two ways. One, for all those people, many of our guests on our show, Dana O'Neill, one that got laid off, a great college basketball sports writer who's been a guest three times on 1250 Sports Talk. So kind of a bittersweet day here as we end 1250 Sports Talk and some of our guests who are also looking for new employment.
Yeah, it was crazy to hear the overlaps with that. You know, you think about your small world and things transitioning and changing up, but you look at a lot of these big-time names and don't expect things like that to happen with them, especially on the highest level. One guy I was really surprised to hear they were letting go was Andy Katz. Seemed like they were really, though, cutting way back on their college basketball coverage, and I just wondered why, you know, what may have possessed them to think that out of all of their areas, that college basketball was the one that needed to be cut back on the most.
Well, that's a great point. I was kind of processing it myself. I missed Andy Katz. I had to work last night, and my middle brother, Mike Horn, has been a big support also of our show, just behind the scenes, and he texted me and said, "Man, I can't believe Andy Katz got let go." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then he told me, you know, it had been released later. So I agree with you. There's obviously something there that they don't think that's as important, because Dana O'Neill, Andy Katz, C.L. Brown, just to name a few, really, really disappointing. So it's just kind of the world we live in right now. And, man, you know, ESPN's paid some big money to get some of the rights to some of these sports leagues. And at the end of the day, though, even with all these people they let off, it's just a small, you know, drop in the bucket compared to still all the money they have to pay. They're not going to save that much. So I don't know. But, you know, I guess at the end of the day, man, you know, the thing I want to do with Sports Talk is two things. One, I guess 3-1, fulfill a childhood dream. Two, to be able to do it with family and friends, to give people such as yourself an opportunity to get a chance to get started in the business. And, you know, third, last but not least, you know, make it fun, not talk about the things that there's so much garbage that go on and things in sports. Make it uplifting and fun. And I think we tried to do that. And, you know, you get things put in perspective when, you know, yesterday at your former, alma mater, Dunbar, you know, losing a 15-year-old basketball player, Star Aficho, that I did a couple of his games on Princeton. Just kind of puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you just never want to take anything for granted. So with this being the last day for the show, it definitely won't hit me today, but it'll hit me down the line, probably strangely enough, when I'm going through my Twitter feed and not favoriting everything to talk about on the show the next day. But it was a great time that we had out here. I always enjoyed coming out. And again, I just really thank you for the opportunity to get started. You know, I'm not sure where I'm going to go next. It's not quite as clear as things have worked out for you, but I do know that I'll have great opportunities and I'll be able to use the time and the experience that I was gained here and the people that I met, you know, to move on in this profession and hopefully be a real success one day. And you always joked with me to not remember the little guys, and I definitely will never consider you a little guy, because you definitely opened the door wide open for me.
Well, you're more than welcome. You did 95%, probably 98%, if I'm totally honest, of the research for our show, and do a great job. And you've got a bright, bright future. And I'm thankful to know that I helped your Rolodex, to use an old school term, with a lot of contacts. But you did the hard part, and very dedicated, loyal, professional. I have a great work ethic, great enthusiasm. So you're going to be very successful. And your dad does a great job. So I'm glad you guys got to do this together. And a couple other guys I want to thank real quick. Benson Gregory, the general manager of all of the radio stations out there that we're at, that was willing to give a guy that's never done a radio show a chance during drive time from 5 to 6 p.m. And then our good friend Dave Buzz Baker. Dave never once told me no when we needed a guest. Sometimes it was at the last minute. One time I think something came up, and he said, here, let me help you get somebody, because he had a conflict with his son's baseball game. But those are two people who have made it just really possible. And then my significant other, Ann, and my family, just their support and encouragement that first year when you're like, you know, can I really do this? But here it is almost 3 years later we have. And, you know, I guess a couple of takeaways for me as we kind of wrap things up here in the next couple of minutes. You know, as we look at all the sports stories, one, I think seeing Kentucky finally get back to a football bowl game was pretty cool this year, especially that smashing of Louisville that they did in Papa John's Stadium. And then second, watching Kentucky go undefeated until, I hate to bring up a bad memory, it's until they lost on Wisconsin in the Final Four on your birthday.
Yeah.
Not a very good birthday gift, but just going through that and talking, and my brother Dan was able to be involved that year some and called in when he was on the road with ESPN and just talking about, you know, could the Cats actually run the table? So those were two of my favorite memories. What about for you?
I was trying to think back through the years and single out certain memories, but I haven't really come up with anything in particular, like one singular memory. But, you know, working alongside all of these big-time names that you didn't ever think that you would be able to talk to, much less, you know, have on a show and discuss sports with them multiple times throughout the year or even throughout the week, you know. I always really appreciated the time that everyone gave us and a lot of people out there who probably had bigger and better things maybe to do gave us the opportunities to bring them on our show and talk with us, and it was really cool to have those interactions. And then I think just kind of really like stepping into the sports world, you know, I was able to go to the first games as credentialed media, and I was able to host a couple of shows when you're not able to be here. And I remember how nerve-wracking that was early on for me, how worried I was about it, and just to be able to kind of notice my maturation. I'm as hard as on myself as anybody could possibly be, but you still can't not recognize, you know, how much better I am today than I was when I first started, just back even as an intern when I very first started here at 1250 Sports Talk. I remember being in that studio where we were all kind of like crammed together, and then our guy, the engineer Dennis out here, was able to put us in a separate studio, and just how things have evolved along the process has been a lot of fun to see.
Well, that's a great point, man. I forgot about how we started. You're right. That was really tight quarters there, and Dennis, and then, of course, another guy I need to thank is Bruce Edwards, who helped us out so many times behind the scenes. The station manager out there does a great job, too, but we did come a long way, and to get over 1,000 followers on Twitter and almost 2,000 on Facebook, it's just a really, really cool thing to see happen, considering, you know, we're both doing this part-time, and you know, I will be able to live on through you, but it's just been a lot of fun to do this. And, you know, a couple of sports notes I'll wrap up on. One, I think, you know, football is in good hands with Mark Stoops. I don't think we're going to be like, you know, playing in the Sugar Bowl or, you know, New Year's, one of the, you know, big Final Four team bowls. But to get 7, maybe occasionally 8, I think would be great. I think Mark Stoops is doing it the right way, so I'm excited about the future of UK football. On the basketball side, I think Cal, I heard Rick Bosa say this, and I've been saying it on Twitter and on our show, but Rick Bosa said it a lot better than I did. That's why he does it full-time professionally. But, you know, I think Cal's going to have to tweak his recruiting a little bit because, you know, next year, no experience coming back at all. I mean, almost zero, very little. And to get some of these guys that, you know, like I've said on Twitter, Tavion Hollingsworth, you know, there's no doubt that he could play at Kentucky. And, you know, he may not have wanted to just because of he wants to play all the time and not have to share with some of these one and done. So I get that. But there's always, I think, one kid in Kentucky that's good enough to play the high school basketball in Kentucky. It's good enough to play at the University of Kentucky. You look at the John Pelfreys, Darren Feldhouses of the world that did it. And then, of course, you know, got more recent guys like Darius Miller that just did it. And, of course, the two guys this year, of course, Dominique Hawkins and Derek Willis. So, Cal's a sharp guy. He's going to figure it out. But I'm really concerned about this year's upcoming team. I don't care if they do get Bamba. I really do not think they're going to be a Final Four team. Just going to be too inexperienced. Yet Cal is super smart. He'll figure it out, and he'll get it going. But I don't think this year it'll be a really good year, but I don't think it's going to be a great year in Kentucky basketball. How about you?
Well, I've definitely worked into the thought process of just believe in Cal. You know, when you think he can't do things, he has shown year in and year out that he's able to do them, barring the one year where Nerlens Noel went down injured. There was nothing he could do about that. So I have a lot of trust in him. I do think it'll be a process with the basketball team next year. But I put all of my trust and hope in Coach Cal. And then with Mark Stoops and the football program, completely agree with you. I think they are doing great things, though. I think they could have a 9-win season that vaults him to a bigger job. But that could be, go down as one of the best seasons in Kentucky football history. And so I'm really excited to see what we have in the future. Last question for you, and how I have to let you go out, is talking about your Dallas Cowboys. They drafted a defensive end last night. We don't even need to talk about the player or what he does or anything. His nickname is Taco. So I'm just wondering, I mean, does his name alone mean that he's going to go down in the lore of Dallas Cowboys history?
Well, probably so. And the thing, mostly I'm hoping that he'll be known for a lot more than just his name, Taco. That's the biggest concern. If that's the only thing we ever know him as, that'll be concerning. With Jerry Jones, it's never boring. So, and he's definitely, made some boneheaded moves as owner and, unofficial GM. But, of course, what they did last year with drafting a quarterback from Mississippi State, I can't get on him too bad. Of course, they drafted Ezekiel Elliott, too. So I hope this guy will shock us, too. And I hope both the Cowboys and the Bengals will draft strong tonight and tomorrow.
Well, they're definitely going to have a lot on their plates. Your Cowboys sitting in a much better position than my Cincinnati Bengals, and we'll just see in the future how those two things roll out for each of those teams. Yet again, Greg, I just want to thank you so much for the opportunities that you've given me. I want to encourage everyone to go out to Culver's to see Greg out there. I've been over there once. I plan on doing it again soon. And like he said, he is right across from Lexington Christian Academy, right in front of that Meyer at the Culver's, a GM. So he's going to be there a lot. And any parting words for yourself, Greg?
Final thing, and I should have done this earlier and apologize, but just want to thank all our sponsors. Beaumont Family Dentistry, McGee's Bakery, Shamrocks and Bar and Grill in the Cellar, people that have been with us from day one. Also want to thank Asbury University. That's been a really good sponsor for the past couple of years. Really appreciate all they've done. CMI Human Resources. And last but not least, traditions by Karen Flores. And then the Kessinger Lee Financial Group that came on board last fall and renewed again this year. So we couldn't have done this without them. It helped us buy their time. It gave us a little bit of financial help, too. So just thankful for the opportunity. Thanks for you. Thank you for your dad. And look forward to listening to the second half of the show on podcast later tonight. Thanks so much to everybody that made 1250 Sports Talk possible. God bless, and maybe I'll see you at Culver soon.
All right, and that was our fearless leader, Greg Horn, giving us his last speech here for our final show. We're going to take a break, and when we return, you'll still have myself, Action Jackson Reams, my dad, Rick Reams, for about 20 more minutes. We got two more segments, and hey, we may even talk a little bit more sports before we get out of here, because it is a sports talk show after all. So we'll be right back after this short break, and when we return, you'll have both Reams men for the rest of our last and final show on 1250 Sports Talk.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? Asbury is also one of only two private colleges in the state of Kentucky with a nationally accredited music program. And Asbury also has more than 150 student organizations to choose from. If you're interested in participating in college instead of being lost in the crowd, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, our third segment of the day. Action Jackson Reams and my dad Rick Reams on this Friday, brought to you by Asbury University in nearby Wilmore, Kentucky. Find out more about them at asbury.edu. It's a really quality education they can offer for you over there on a beautiful campus, just about 20 minutes down the road. We want to thank our final guest, which was Greg Horn, in our last segment. Now, this podcast might take a little while to be posted because I am going to the UK softball game tonight against Texas A&M. The first pitch is at 6 o'clock, so I'm going to be running right out the door to try to make it down there on time. They will be hosting this is their senior weekend, so it's their final home weekend. Should be a great time out there at the ballpark, John Cropp Stadium, and I'm really excited to go out there. I would encourage anyone to check out their game tonight or tomorrow and Sunday as well, as they'll host Texas A&M over the next couple of days.
You may want to look out the door. When I was coming in, the rain clouds were on their way.
Well, I've heard that the storms could end up popping up, but I'll try to make it down there, hopefully be able to watch some softball before weather comes through. And we also want to thank all of the guests that we've had on here for, you know, all of these shows throughout the years. Yesterday, we finished up with Christy Thomas as our last guest. She was she's on the UK Sports Network on WKYT and the SEC Network. We've had Buzz Baker, Brian Milam, Steve Moss, all locally. And then we've had ESPN names. You know, we've had the likes of Kaylee Hartung and Shannon Spake and C.L. Brown and Iman Brennan and Dana O'Neill and Myron Medcalf. And I could go on and on talking about how awesome it was to speak to all those people, but I just want to make sure that they know that they helped us along, because you put those names with a small-time show, and it really starts to give it credibility and makes people want to listen.
And don't forget all the guys and gals you had for Wildcat Wednesday, all the former UK players and in a myriad of sports, all the coaches that you've had on from different UK to Tom Crean when he was at Indiana. You've had some big names come on here. So you're right, Jackson, to think about the caliber of guests that you've had, and I'm going to give you a credit. A lot of those that you were able to get, some of those Greg was able to get. But the thing I loved about the both of you is you weren't afraid to ask people. If they said no, they said no. But the majority of them came on, even though sometimes they didn't return your calls, but Kaylee Hartung. But, you know, other times they did, and they came on the radio. So I think it's awesome.
Well, let me love up Greg. He got most of those, and I got some of those. So his connections with Darren were huge. I mean, Darren able to get us a lot of great guests on the show, and want to make sure that he knows how instrumental he was to keeping things going, even after he went and took the job at the SEC Network and then at Texas, you know, still involved and still able to help us. So it was really, it's been a great show, and I've really enjoyed all of the time that we've had here. And each and every day, you know, coming in with a new guest over these last, we probably implemented that in the last year. Mm-hmm. I thought really helped the level of the show as well.
Yeah, and how about our buddy, Mr. Plaster in Nashville? You know, he's that guy that I never could tell, Jackson, where he stood on issues. You know, when he talked about the Predators and what happened with the ownership and everything, I appreciate him coming on the radio. He was a good find, and that, again, is coming from Darren. I talked yesterday about me even being able to get Hollis Barton, our Georgia Tech affiliate, to come on the radio and talk about their team before we played them in the bowl game. So it's been a lot of fun just to hear the guests that you've had on, to hear varying opinions, some of them Kentucky homers, some of them definitely not Kentucky homers. Always interesting to hear those shows.
Well, that's gonna do it for our third segment. I wanted to keep things kind of sappy in the middle of the show. And then the last segment, we're just going to talk about sports, because how else are we going to go out on 1250 Sports Talk? We're going to finish it up. We've got Lonzo Ball being passed up on. There's Larry Bird stepped down, the NBA. Chris Holtman got an extension. All that and more when we return. Final segment of the final show, 1250 Sports Talk.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to 1250 Sports Talk. I am Action Jackson Reams, the co-host and producer, along with my father, Rick Reams, here today. The final 10 minutes of 1250 Sports Talk history to come over this last segment here. And like I said, we're going to finish out. We're going to talk about sports, because that is the only way to finish out a Sports Talk show. So really, I mean, we would be amiss to not at least mention some UK basketball recruiting notes before we move out here. Cam Johnson left Kentucky without committing, which has some people a little nervous, I guess. But he did tell Adam Zagoria that it was a really good visit, and I'm going to go ahead, and since it's our last show, I'm going to make prediction: Kentucky will lock up Cam Johnson, and my opinion, will also get Muhammad Bamba before this class is over. And I know Greg Horn said he'll be a little worried about how young and inexperienced that team will be, but I like Kentucky's chances for next season.
Yeah, I will take I'll take the talent that we have coming in any day. You know, it just remains to be seen what Cal can do. For those of you that don't know and who have lived under a rock here lately, Cam Johnson is the player that's going to be transferring from Pittsburgh. He will have 2 years of eligibility, and he will be immediately eligible. I'm with you, Jackson. I think they get both of those guys. I don't think they get Kevin Knox. I think after those two guys, they will be done. That will be the team, and I believe Hamidou Diallo will come back to play. So I think they're going to be young, but I think don't count out the 6 months that he had here at UK.
They'll be young, but they'll be deep and yes, full of talent, so that will be very interesting. to see what happens with them. I did mention that the softball game starts at 6. I looked out at these clouds. They don't look terrible, but I do know rain is predicted for tonight. The UK baseball team will also be in action tonight and over the weekend. They start a huge series at number 21 South Carolina, and Kentucky trying to hold on to their lead in the SEC East in baseball, continuing to just be super successful under coach, first-year coach Nick Mingione. And then the last UK note is another Jaren Williams note that Justin Rowland has posted. Sounds like not only does Williams say Kentucky still leads, he also says he will visit Kentucky yet again. And Darren Henshaw and Vince Morrow are set for multiple visits with Jaren Williams over the coming year. I already know your thoughts about it. I know you don't think that there's any hope. But does it at least surprise you that Kentucky is still going so hard after him and that he seemingly is willing to be still recruited by Kentucky?
Let me put it this way. Blah, blah, blah. I'm done.
All right. Well, we'll see what ends up happening with that four-star quarterback from the 2018 class from the state of Georgia who really blew up. Talked about the NFL draft earlier. There were 12 first-round draft picks from the SEC, 9 of them from the SEC West, which is more than any one conference had in that first round. Miles Garrett was the number one overall pick out of Texas A&M. It is the 6th number one overall for the SEC in the last 13 years. 3 SEC guys in the top 10 and over $100 million signed in contracts for those 12 SEC players. There was even a little bit of a Kentucky connection, even if it was for an opposing SEC team.
Yeah, one of the guys I played basketball against in high school and junior high, George Adams, the former UK and Lafayette star, his son Jamal Adams from LSU went 6th overall. That's very, very impressive. I believe, did he go to the Giants?
Close.
Jets?
Jets is correct. And what position is he?
Cornerback, but I don't know.
You're close. Safety.
Okay.
So you were very close.
The reason I said it like that, his dad was drafted by the Giants and played
as a running back.
Yes,
right?
It was a very good running back, and so that was impressive. The guy I like is Derek Barnett from Tennessee. I love Reggie White, the minister of defense. He broke the sack record of Reggie White at Tennessee, and now he's going to follow him. And where's he going to play, Jackson?
He is also going to be in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
As well. Derek Barnett on my poo-poo list, though, because he went to Tennessee. And I have a friend who likes the Eagles, so I can't like anything about the Eagles. So that's 2 strikes with me, and I'm already throwing him out before he even gets the 3rd strike. A lot of people, though, really high on that guy, and we'll be interested to see what happens. Next 2 rounds, the 2nd and 3rd round are tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN, and then rounds 4 through 7, tomorrow starting at noon, and I believe those rounds may be on the NFL Network. I'm not sure if ESPN will cover them or not. Possibility that Kentucky guys go, the University of Kentucky guys go, probably tomorrow rather than tonight, but there is an outside shot that John Toth could be picked up tonight. It sounds like there's a Western Kentucky guy who is being listed as the best available prospect still on the board at this point.
Yeah, Jackson, I wanted to talk to you about that because I know how much you love Western Kentucky fans. So, that's the amazing thing. This is going to be the one year where Western Kentucky will have the highest drafted player of any of the Kentucky schools. So, very impressive. Usually Louisville has a first or second rounder, but they think this kid, I have no idea what position he plays.
He's an offensive lineman. I believe he's a guard.
Okay. So
his name's Forrest, I think, too.
Did you see any highlights of the kid from Utah that brought his baby up on stage with him when he was drafted by the Denver Broncos?
I didn't see
that. Very interesting. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to tell you, kid had been suspended or expelled from 5 colleges before he ended up at Utah, and now he is in the NFL, a first-round pick. Like I say, he had his little baby with him. The other one that was an exciting story was a guy who brought up a picture of his grandmother.
That's what I was going to say, but you cut me off.
Go ahead.
Brought up the picture of his grandmother, said that one of the promises he made right before she passed away was he was going to make it to the NFL, and he was going to stay on the straight and narrow. Apparently was abandoned as a child, and I guess his grandmother was able to take him in and raise him. She passed away before he was able to make it all the way to where he was, And it wasn't just a little photo of his grandmother. It was a full-sized, like, probably a foot-and-a-half-sized photo of his grandmother. It was a very touching moment there for that. Before we get out of here, we've got to talk about Lonzo Ball. Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas have all passed on sponsorships for Lonzo, and it has nothing to do with the fact that De'Aaron Fox just owns him on the basketball court. It has everything to do with his father. LeVar apparently went into all of these meetings, demanded that these shoe companies take on their brand, which is Big Ballers Incorporate, I don't know, something like that. He started his own brand. He wanted these big brands to take it on, to endorse it. And because of that, all of them have said, we want nothing to do with your son as when it comes to sponsorships. And a lot of people out there who may not have ever thought LeVar Ball was that big of a deal, starting to say that he is costing his son, whether you want to admit it or not.
Yeah, costing his son a three-company shoe deal. So, Jackson, do they go with Skechers? Do they go with Dave and Barry? I don't know. That's where Starberry went, right?
Dave and Barry's, I guess it is.
Yeah,
right,
or
it?
Something like that. So I don't know where they go, but you know what? I hate it for the kid. I really do. The kid should not have to pay for his father, but in the same sense, his kid should tell his dad to shut up and he'll go in and do the negotiating himself.
Well, I did see our friend Myron Medcalf of ESPN said that he's only 19 right now, but soon enough he will start seeing the issues that his father will cause. And not saying that he's going to write off his father for anything or anything like that, but he will at some point probably tell his father to stay quiet and sit on the sidelines. But that doesn't seem like something LeVar Ball will ever do. And then the last note that I wanted to finish out here with was that a Central Kentucky native, Chris Holtmann, was given an extension with Butler. A 7-season extension will carry him through the 2024-2025 season. And just great to see a guy from Central Kentucky. He followed it he was the second guy after Brad Stevens, who was a legend at Butler. And really cool to see him be as successful as he has been. And now to get that extension and really shown how much Butler trusts in him for their future.
Yeah, and Butler has been, you know, there for a while. Butler was considered, and also ran a Cinderella every year. Now Butler's considered mainstream. They're expected to be in the NCAA tournament in the, you know, the six Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four. They're expected that every year. So, like you said, just a great thing for a local kid. One other thing, Jackson, real quick, Papa John Schnatter, however you say his name, is no longer on the U of L Board of Athletics after critical comments about Tom Jurich. I think it was just coincidental that he stepped down.
Yeah, probably just coincidence. I'm sure no one forced him out because they would never do that at Louisville. Like Tom Jurich said, they're just an easy target, okay? They're just easy to make fun of. Probably has something to do with the fact that they paid strippers to also be prostitutes for their basketball recruits. But, you know, whatever. Last jabs there for us with Louisville. Only appropriate for us to finish out 1250 Sports Talk. And, folks, that's going to do it. It's been a great 3 years here on air on AM 1250 WLRT. We thank all of our listeners as well as all of the guests that we had on, all of our technical workers behind the scenes, Bruce Edwards, Dennis, and all of those. And that's going to do it. That's going to be the way the cookie crumbles. I messed up my own tagline. Thanks for listening, and see you in the future.